produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes. Yes. Come on and let it ring out. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Acts chapter 16. Everyone have that. Let me hear you say amen. I'm going to start reading at verse 25. And it reads, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opening, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prisoner, waking out of his sleep, and saw the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. I'm going to stop right there, and I just want to talk to you and briefly from the topic entitled A Miracle at Midnight. Can somebody say that with me? A miracle at midnight. And I decided to go and revisit this particular topic that I've ministered from so often and so many times in the past, is because that when I look at the plight of life that have somewhat surmised in the lives of God's people, and that we not only just need to be blessed, but some need an immediate miracle. We need some things to happen like yesterday. Hello, somebody. Not only that, when you think about the news report and you constantly watch the economic growth charts, and you see that they are somewhat stagnated, and even when you think things are turning around, something else happens and it causes reversals in the economy, and the money is just not flowing as it was in previous years. Not an overnight thing that just transpired, but nevertheless, it has transpired. And even then, you find that the health initiatives that people are trying to install now, you have those that are fighting, those that are somewhat basically antagonistic toward those types of moves. And for people that need different initiatives in their lives, find it very traumatic when they're not able to visit the necessary medical personnel to get treatment. I happened to be laying in the bed the other night and watching a young lady, a professional young lady, basically who had some type of lung disease and in dire need of lung transplant, but not even able to be put on the lung transplant list for a donor for the simple reason X amount of dollars have to be raised just for her to be on that particular list, even though she's an educator and a person that works and supports her family. And now when you have these different types of traumatic experiences to transpire, she has to operate on a day-to-day basis. And it becomes very intriguing when there's not enough to try to cause you to be sustained by. Not only that, you have to basically talking about raising over $500,000 just to be in the position to have that type of transplant. Sometimes people just need a miracle. And I believe God got miracles. And I look around and I see sometimes when you have people that have the wherewithal, and people that got wherewithal look like trying to get more of the wear and thaw. And here you have others that are just trying to make it day by day. It's traumatic when you pick your check up and it's smaller than what you got going out. And you got to try to go from Peter to Paul to try to make things operate efficiently. And not only that, go to the gas station. It's terrible. You have to go there and tell them, you know, fill it up with oil and check the gas. You know, it's a terrible situation. And so many things can happen that can cause you to feel deprived. I feel like that even though that I know I love God, and I know God loves me, but I just cannot understand why God would even allow. Have you ever noticed that when you are in the midst of a tribulation or in the midst of a trial, it seems like you are the only one that's almost in that type of trauma? But I'm here to let you know you got company, honey. There's a whole lot of folk that's going through some stuff. Some folk just know how to handle it a little better than others. Or there are many that are watching by the television broadcast and listening by the radio broadcast that have things that they wish they can change or just wave a wand and it would just be over with. But life itself is not conducive to that type of behavior. You got to understand that life won't even allow that to happen. But the things of God, God operates a little differently than what we operate in the natural. You got to understand that we have a God that operates in the supernatural. He puts his super on your natural to bring about a change in your life. It's God that has made the necessary provisions for you to be able to be sustained day by day. And regardless of whether you think that you are progressing faster than your buddy or faster than, you know, the way you think you ought to be progressing, it's a day that you ought to be thankful in, day that the Lord had made, day for you to rejoice in. Irrespectively of how somebody else seems like is running so far ahead, all you need to do is just stay in the will of God and you keep walking according to the word of God, and God got a miracle with your name on it. I don't care what nobody says. Miracles are not just for specified people. If you blood washed and blood bought, tell somebody you're a miracle qualified. Yeah, you qualifies for the miracle. And I know every now and then, I don't know about y'all, but there comes a time where I have to tell the Lord, I need a miracle in my life. Miracle is something I just can't explain. You can't explain it. You can't really just put your hand on it how it's going to transpire. You can't just say it's going to happen this way. Matter of fact, if you can explain it, it's not a miracle. But it's an unexplainable event in your natural realm, but it's a supernatural event that takes place. In other words, God just began to move beyond your mere human comprehension. You cannot put it together how it was done. And I want you to know right now, there's some of you in here that need a miracle like yesterday. And when you think about some of the stuff you got to even be confronted with on tomorrow, and even on the next week, and even beyond that, people are facing so many different types of adversities, home foreclosures, family troubles. Seems like the jobs are just playing out. Not only that, look like the health decided it wants to go south, even after everything else decided to go bad. But when you're in the will of God, you're in the best safety zone you can ever be in. And I just want you to know that right now, that God has made promises to his people. And I oftentimes stated one promise: I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you. How? Always. Tell somebody, not part-time, but always. Well, we got a God that's here always, and that's how our faith, and we're justified by our faith in God through Jesus Christ. And when we recognize the abilities of God, that there's nothing that he cannot do. See, with men, things are limited. It's just seemingly to be impossible. But the scripture denotes the fact that with God, all things are possible. I tell you, even though you got the pink slip, you got to learn. And we taught that this morning in 8 a.m., how to glory in your tribulation. Most folk don't know how to glory in the tribulation. In other words, what is it that God sees in you that he can brag on you about, even though you're going through? You in the midst of your trial, can God see you yet praising him while you right in the midst of it? Can he see you giving him glory while you right in the midst of it? It's not enough that every time something slaps you in your face, you bog down with crocodile tears. But there comes a time where you say, God, I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm going to give you the best that I got. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep right on clapping my hands. I'm going to keep right on patting my feet. I'm going to keep right on opening my mouth and verbalizing how much I really love you, how much I really appreciate you, how much I really adore you. You got to note the fact that the world has its own standards that it will try to set up against you, to try to cause you to be dysfunctional in the things of God. Note that the devil always wants to impose some type of frustration upon your life. He always wants you to feel as if you have maximized yourself out. The only thing you need to maximize is your potential and what you can do for God. And it's unlimited what God can do for you. And that's what you have to do, is take the limit off. Oh, just tell somebody, tell them, take the limit off God and quit limiting him with your mere human sentiment about what you think and what can't happen. You can do all things according to Paul. And all things, not just something that just pops into your head and you just begin to form it in your brain that you can just do. But what Paul said, whatever God has will in my life, I can do it. God will never give you anything to do that you can't get done. He always makes provision for you and make a way for you to get your job done. And God never takes you to a place or never leaves you in a way that he don't provide for you. Anything that God says, let me tell you something, he's already worked it out. God is not working on your blueprint. Your blueprint is already designed. And while he was designing your blueprint, he made a way of escape. He made an escape route. Even in today's architectural terms, when you look at the architect, when he began to draw up the plans, he got to look before that code inspector improved that plan. He got to have a way of escape for that person to get out that building. Well, that's the same way this building you got, when it gets to the point, look like you can't handle it. If you are going through it, you can handle it. When it gets to the point you cannot handle it, God said, escape route, I got a way for you to come out. Let me tell you something, God will never leave you where you can't escape the wrath of what's trying to take you down. You ought to tell somebody, tell them, God got a miracle with your name on it. Yeah, miracle at midnight. And I want you to know, midnight is a dark hour. And matter of fact, midnight separates one day from the next day. You got to note the fact, on the left-hand side of midnight, before midnight, you got your trauma. And you got the things that cause you to cry. Now, sometimes you have the attrition through death, and not only that, a job plan out and health seem like it's becoming diminished in your life. But 1 second past midnight, oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It's a new day. All is dark, but it's still a new day. And if you can hang on in there, you're going to see some daylight before long. And that's all I want to drop by to tell somebody right now. Your miracle sometime will be at your midnight hour. You can't understand what is really happening. You can't understand what's transpiring. You just know it's dark. You just know look like you're closed in. But tell somebody there's some light coming. Yeah, just 1 second, it's a new day. And that's why David can rehearse it and say, but joy coming in the morning. You had your weeping and you had your pain, and it only endured for a night. But joy. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to get some joy hanging in there.
He's bringing you out.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.